I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although spring trout stocking in West Virginia is complete for the season, the trout fishing is far from it. I'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
It is a common myth in West Virginia that once the DNR is finished with the stocking for the spring, the trout fishing is finished as well. But that couldn't be further from the truth, says DNR Coldwater Fisheries Chief Mike Shingleton.
A lot of people believe that the streams that we stock, you know, two or three days after we've stocked, all the trout are gone, and that's simply not the case. A lot of our streams, especially in the mountains here and those that are stocked weekly, get a lot of trout. It's you know, impossible to catch them all out. And they move. And so while they may not be real apparent or evident at the places that we stock, anglers that move upstream 100 yards or more or something like that from where we actually stock generally find trout and plenty of them.
In reality, some streams in West Virginia hold trout year-round, both stocked and native. Shingleton says you may have to drive a while to those high mountain destinations to find them if they don't find you first.
Very often, if you see them, if the flows are a little bit low and clear and you see them, they've seen you, and which makes it a little more difficult to entice them to bite.
It's actually probably a more relaxing time on the water these days, since you'll have a lot more elbow room and will actually have to issue some skill to get a bite.
Fishing pressure is considerably less than when we were stocking, and also beginning, you know, in late April and through May, June, you start having a lot of good aquatic bug hatches, which the trout feed on, and so this is a real opportune time for fly fishermen in particular. People that spin fish and use small spinners and flies, spinner flies, things like that, typically do a little bit better now than they would earlier in the year.
Water temperatures are a crusher to trout if they're too high, which is why they only thrive in the cooler waters in the dead of summer.
They rely on cold water just as, you know, like smallmouth and other fish become more active as the waters warm up.
And those high mountain streams have all the ingredients for that.
The higher elevations, the mountain streams with higher gradient, you've got more springs, more small tributaries coming in that stay cold, and you generally have good canopy cover. And these are the areas that will traditionally hold trout throughout the summer.
Therefore, don't make the mistake of thinking that the trout fishing is over just because the stocking is. You could rob yourself of a great outing. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.